U.S. troops in Iraq are preparing to escort a group of inspectors from the U.N. nuclear agency to Iraq's main nuclear research center at Tuwaifa outside Baghdad. U.S. defense officials say the inspection by a 7-person team from the International Atomic Energy Agency will get underway within a matter of days and is expected to last about 2 weeks. The officials, speaking to reporters at the Pentagon on condition of anonymity, say the so-called safeguards inspection will include an inventory and an assessment of the condition of some 500 metric tons of uranium yellow cake ore previously stored under UN seal at Tuwaifa. U.S. officials say the last UN inspection of the site was carried out in December of last year, but because of the war and reports of looting, UN experts have been demanding renewed access to Tuwaifa. Defense officials say that until now, insecurity has prevented such a visit by UN inspectors. But they say coalition forces are now prepared to provide transportation and other logistical support, as well as security for the team. They say coalition forces will accompany IAEA personnel at all times. The Pentagon says Iraqi troops abandoned the Tuwaifa nuclear site in mid-March, followed soon thereafter by Iraqi civilian guards. U.S. troops did not arrive there to secure the facility until April 7th. Defense officials say the site was found to be in disarray, with gates open and walls breached and some uranium ore scattered about. They say they cannot confirm whether any nuclear materials were looted. But as a protective measure, they say troops who heard some barrels used to hold uranium ore were removed, went to nearby villages and offered to pay $3 for any barrels or other items from Tuwaifa. Defense officials say the troops recovered over 100 barrels of various sizes, shapes, and conditions, even though they could not be sure they were actually removed from the nuclear site. The officials say troops detected no unusual radioactivity in the villages. Alex Belita, VOA News, The Pentagon.